This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has said he could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, seeing how he has good relations with both Russia and Ukraine. Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called him out on it. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with Britain's Channel 4 News that aired Friday, Zelensky said he wanted to take Trump up on his offer.
Donald Trump, I invite you to Ukraine, to Kyiv. So if you can stop the war during 24 hours, I think it will be enough to come.
Zelensky went on to say he thought Trump's rhetoric was dangerous, as he feared whatever plan Trump may have will not include Ukraine's best interests. Throughout his political career, Trump has frequently lavished praise on Russian President Vladimir Putin, including after Moscow's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he opposes any form of Palestinian sovereignty in post-war Gaza. The statement appears to rebuff U.S. President Joe Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between him and the Israeli leader on Palestinian statehood. In a sign of the pressures Netanyahu's government faces at home, thousands of Israelis protested in Tel Aviv, calling for new elections, and others demonstrated outside the prime minister's home, joining families of the more than 100 remaining hostages held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and other militants. They fear that Israel's military activity further endangers hostages' lives. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the refusal to accept the two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians and the denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people are unacceptable. Speaking in Uganda, he said the refusal would, quote, indefinitely prolong the conflict. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden says Democrats are closer to reaching a bipartisan deal with Republicans on tighter border security and funding for Ukraine, but former President Trump could scuttle the deal, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate negotiators are closing in on the details of an agreement on stricter border measures that could unlock Republican support for Ukraine aid, something President Biden's been pushing for.
I'm ready to solve the problem. I really am. Massive changes, and I mean it sincerely.
But the deal is starting to wobble. House leaders are facing pressure from GOP front-running candidate Donald Trump, who wants even more concessions from the Democrats. In Iowa last week, he said,
I will seal the border and I will shut down the invasion of our country.
In 2018, then President Trump intervened and rejected a previous bipartisan attempt to address border security. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Syrian and Iranian officials and media say an Israeli strike on the Syrian capital of Damascus has killed five Iranian advisors with the Expeditionary Al-Quds Force belonging to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The Syrian army said the building in a tightly guarded neighborhood of Damascus was entirely destroyed on Saturday morning. It said the Israeli Air Force fired missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military did not comment. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. A few hours later, an Israeli drone strike near the Lebanese southern port city of Tyre killed two people, the state-run national news agency reported. A bankruptcy judge agrees to let Rudy Giuliani challenge his $148 million judgment in a case brought by two election workers he defamed, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In court Friday, Giuliani's attorney tried to convince the bankruptcy judge to temporarily lift a stay to allow him to appeal the judgment. The judge agreed to the procedural step with certain conditions. Giuliani's bankruptcy filing last month came a day after a judge ordered him to pay the election workers. It also brought forth a long list of creditors who say he owes them money, including a supermarket employee, the IRS, and Hunter Biden. Some of them attending the Friday hearing virtually. Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of people have turned out to protest the far right in cities across Germany. Saturday's crowds were the latest in a series of demonstrations that have been gaining momentum in recent days. They come in the wake of a report that right-wing extremists recently met to discuss the deportation of millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship. Police say a Saturday afternoon protest in Frankfurt drew 35,000 people. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.